For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Kevin O'Connell. I am the president of the Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party. We've got an election coming up within 3 months here in New Zealand, so we'll be in the political mix, hoping to raise the issue. Because we've got, in New Zealand, we've got proportional representation in Parliament, and we formed nine years ago when that system was introduced, and we do actually have two MPs who, formerly from our party, now in Parliament.
Well, give us an idea. What are the cannabis laws like in New Zealand? A joint, an ounce, a pound? What happens?
Well, there's a lot of flexibility, shall we say, and there's a hell of a lot of hypocrisy. You know, if people don't annoy the police too much, they're likely to get away with it merely being confiscated, which of course raises issues of accountability, what happens to the confiscated goods. But of course, if you're brown-skinned and got a bit of an attitude problem, you might sort of end up going through the criminal justice system, possibly, you know, becoming more alienated, and which is quite a problem here in New Zealand, as there is an awful lot of alienation from the police and the justice system. It's quite mind-boggling, but we seem to have a bureaucracy that are, you know, fighting this prohibitionist drug war at all levels. There's social workers, and there's drug treatment providers, and there's politicians, and there's the police, customs. There's this quite a repressive feeling still in New Zealand, I would say.
Now, if I heard you right, there is a bit of racism going on as well within the drug war. Am I right? Is that as prevalent in New Zealand as it is in the U.S.?
Yeah, well, when they had an official inquiry into cannabis, they looked at the statistics for the proportion of brown-skinned people as opposed to the white-skinned, and it turned out there was around about four times as many being convicted disproportionately if they were brown-skinned, which I think equates to the American problem.
Is the discussion happening in New Zealand? Is that discussion taking place?
Well, it has been, and it's always bubbling under, but the media seem to have made this sort of unwritten agreement that cannabis isn't, and the drug war is not a particularly important issue. However, I think it is inevitable that it's going to come up in the course of this election campaign, and the Aotearoa Cannabis Party is certainly going to be attempting to get some media interest.
This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.